Good afternoon, Saloni.
Good afternoon, Samir, and good afternoon, all.
Welcome to What's Up FPI, the vertical on the FPI podcast, talking about news and happenings across Mumbai and the country. Do we start with Mumbai, Saloni?
Yes, absolutely. With Holi around the corner, I must first talk about the Holi Freak, okay, which is a sinful glass of rubbery churned with vanilla ice cream, cake and milk, layered with special homemade jalebis and topped with colorful sprinklers. And this is at Dough all day at Kamala Mills.
Kamala Mills is really becoming a hot spot for restaurants in Mumbai. And I think Dough all day is a well-priced, great menu and a chilled out place.
Absolutely. And it's a very nice place. I've been there a couple of times and I think it's a place that I would like to go to. Also, you know, something happening at Sahara Star, the Persian Food Festival, right? Would you like to talk about it?
So, Persian Food Festival is brings a twist to your palate this spring with the succulent delicacies with the tantalizing aromas, which have traveled all the way from Persia to please your trade. Taste bud. So this is a must visit. In addition, moving on, let's go to Pune.
Absolutely. I love Pune.
Same here. Rachel Goenka and Irfan Pabani have opened their third brand called Baraza, which is an island themed bar and lounge, a one of a kind experience, perfect getaway spot to unwind after a long day to relax on a weekend. It sounds absolutely fantastic. After the Sassy Spoon and Sassy Teaspoon in Mumbai, this opens doors in the Ishania Mall, which is the first location of Baraza in Pune. We love Sassy Spoon, don't we?
Absolutely, we do, we do. And also, moving ahead, the third edition of Goutte de France will be taking place on Monday, on 21st March 2017. It has over 2,000 chefs worldwide, okay, paying tribute to the excellence of the French cuisine. Okay, anyone can participate in this event. All the person has to do is go and reserve her table at the favorite host restaurant. Okay, and they will be served this beautiful French cuisine and French food that has been so painstakingly made. A few of the participating restaurants are.
So the Artisan Sofitel in Mumbai, Phoenix at the Oberoi, Glass Window in Pune, Olio at the Novotel, Olive Bistro, there's Ratatouille Diaries in Indore, there's the Chambers at the Taj Mahal Palace, Kulaba, of course the Sassy Spoon, the Square at Novotel, Ahmedabad, Upper Crust Lounge at ITC Maratha, and the Square at Novotel in Goa, Kandolim. Fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to the French food. Moving on, you know, the Shizu-san from Pune has come to Bombay. It's been in Bombay for a while, though we haven't been able to go as yet. I really enjoyed the food in Pune. Shizu-san has got brilliant foods. Chef Paul Kinney has done a brilliant job. He's just taken the entire dining experience to another level. One second.
So, Roman Ratra, who's heading Shizu-san, and the Bellona Hospitality Group does an amazing job. And aren't we dying to go to Shizu-san?
I love the food in Pune, so I really am looking forward to this over here.
High expectations from the Shizu-san in Bombay. Let's see.
Yeah, you know, basically it's food from, you know, the food they serve up is basically the food that you'd find at different establishments across East Asia. And the ingredients that have been used are the finest. And the techniques that he's used over there are also, like, I think they're really brilliant. You have to just go and experience that food. Also, Cafe Hydro has opened up in Borivali, East Bombay. It's basically an aqua-themed restaurant. Also, didn't we bump into Ritika at Cafe Philly?
Yes, UAE's favorite place for tea and talk, Cafe Philly Cafe, rather. We bumped into Ritika, that was nice, is now in India, opened in Mumbai with exquisite flavored tea servings and scrumptious food. It's a breach candy and we look forward to going that one of these days. Talking about which, moving on to Delhi, there's a three-day tasting, the Tasting India Symposium in Delhi, curated by Saurish Bhattacharya. Bringing together the food community, and talking about culture, cuisine, locally sourced produce, etc. We've been following his updates on Facebook and looks like a fantastic event. I wish we were part of it.
From Delhi to Bangalore now. The three-day fine wine affair in Bangalore is a must visit with over 100 international premium wines that you could taste. This has been organized by the Oberoi Bangalore in association with Madhulika Bhattacharya of Lakav Wine and Spirits. Now let's come back to Bombay. What's happening at IHM?
The FPI are media partners at IHM for Cornucopia 2017. We are actually having an interesting panel discussion. It's on today and tomorrow. And tomorrow evening at 5:30, we have an interesting panel discussion with Chef Vicky Ratnani, Amrita Raichan, blogger Kalyan Karmakar, and myself actually moderating it. The topic for the discussion is will travel for food. So I think this is a must visit. You must go and check us out. Also, very interestingly, the government of Canada and more so Alberta had his honorable minister visiting India, and they hosted a fantastic luncheon with Vicky Ratnani at the Corner House in Mumbai, and it was an amazing three-course meal, which was really fantastic and quite exquisite, and we got to meet the actually, the luncheon was by Honorable O'Neill Carlier, Minister of Agriculture and Forestry, Alberta. So, a really good afternoon that we had there.
Brilliant. I saw the pictures. I think we should just delve more into that the next time.
Yes, absolutely. And Shandon also had their party starter. That's the hashtag. And they had a kind of a launch event for their music, Saloni?
Yeah, it's the party starter anthem, and that's by Anushka Manchanda and Sonam Kapoor. So that's going to be brilliant.
Okay, the last thing is you had Papaya Mumbai, which was at Palladium, now launched at Kulaba. So Zoravar's second Papaya outpost in Mumbai. Fantastic food as always, great venue, done up well, and looking forward to some great Asian food. Japanese cuisine close to home.
So we'll see you all at IHM tomorrow evening. That's all for now. All right.
Goodbye. See you.